Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, we have Chase O'Brien and Kirk Kornfeld with the Chickasha Antique Auto Club. Hi, Chase.
Hey, morning, George.
And Kirk, good morning.
Morning, George.
All right. It's Antique Auto Swap Meet time, version one for 2025, right? So get ready for that coming up this next week. And Chase and Kirk are going to tell us all about it here in just a second or so. We want to thank our Cool Conversation sponsors, who are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma. So you've got a great property out there just east of the county fairgrounds and, 35 acres? Do you ever figure out how many total vendors you've got space out there for, Chase?
You know, George, I've never actually counted all the spaces.
You just mark them all.
Exactly. We mark as many as we think we're going to need for each meet. I know that we're right around where we usually are this time before the meet. Mm-hmm. We do expect to have about the same size spring meet as we typically have. We're hoping for more, always, you know, hoping that more folks will come out and join us and have a good time, make some money.
And swap car stories, right?
Exactly right. Exactly so right.
It's more about the fellowship, I think, sometimes than it is actually finding parts a lot of the times.
Yeah, absolutely. That's got to be one of my favorite parts is, you know, getting to interact with folks and hear about what they're working on, hear about, you know, where they're from. You know, we have folks come from all over the country to this swap meet, to Chickasha, to, you know, be a part of this. And so it's always great getting to talk to folks and hear from them and just interact.
Now, you will have people actually sign up all 3 days, right, for the show?
Right. We'll have folks come in Thursday.
Starting on Wednesday, right?
Right. Yeah. So for pre-registered vendors, we open the gates Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And then we have folks come in Thursday and purchase spaces. We have folks come in Friday and purchase spaces. And some guys will even roll in Saturday morning and just make a one-day meet out of it. I always tell folks, you know, hey, don't just come out on Thursday and think you've seen everything there is to see, because there have been meets where we've almost doubled the number of vendors and spaces while the meet's going on. You know, so we always encourage folks to make a couple of trips and take a look. Just because you didn't find what you wanted the first time, you may come back and surprise yourself.
And all makes and models of transportation-related items. Kirk,
everything,
right?
Cars, trucks, RVs, motorcycles.
Airplanes, maybe?
I don't know that I've seen airplanes there, but I have seen airplane parts, like props and whatnot.
Well, there you go. Collectible type things,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So it's not just about parts, but, you know, you have some folks with, maybe some gas pumps or some porcelain signs.
If it's auto-related, it's going to be there.
There's just a minimal cost for folks to come on out and watch that.
Parking is $5. It goes to especially young adults. They've been doing it forever. I don't know how many years, but forever.
I think at least the last 3 or 4 years, SYA has helped us out. They do a fantastic job helping get cars parked and, you know, getting people pointed in the right direction, all that stuff. We really are appreciative of all of them, their staff and their clients that come out and help us.
And they're getting ready to go to the State Special Olympic Games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Later this month. So it's going to help them out quite a bit, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Food trucks will be there?
We always have two food vendors. We try to get a third every year, but I know Guiltless Concessions is the food truck that is always at all of our meets. They do sandwiches, they do breakfast items, coffee, tea. They've got fantastic ice cream sundaes. I'm not sure as I sit here right now who the other food vendor or vendors are, but we always have at least two, and they always put out great food.
And they're all weekend. I'm sure they get seen more than once from the vendors or the visitors that come out there. So.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Kirk, what are you working on these days?
Just recently got a 67 VW Bug. I'm the third owner. 65,000 miles on it. I've been trying to buy it for years, and the gentleman finally called me, told me he was ready to get rid of it, and so I bought it. So it doesn't need a whole lot, but, you know, just buying parts here and there. Hopefully I can find something I need at the swap meet.
You always have some really good stories, and it's just interesting the extent that you auto restorers go through to get to the parts that you're needing.
Yes. Well, we'll travel across the country if need be, but, you know, hopefully we can find it at our local swap meets and, you know, Maybe if we can't find a swap meet, you run into a vendor that may know another vendor that's not at the swap meet, and you can get a hold of him and maybe hit him up at the next swap meet, or, you know, meet him somewhere.
It's a great networking opportunity for sure.
Absolutely.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on the Cool Conversation. Everything automobile related today and coming up this next week, the Chickasha Antique Auto Club swap meet. And this is the youngest of the swap meets, right, Chase?
It is. Yes. It is. We've done the fall meet for over 50 years. I think we're getting close to 55 years at this point. The spring meet was added in the 90s, I believe. So it's not quite as mature, not quite as big as the fall meet typically is, but we have seen some growth over the last two or three years, for sure.
And have some international visitors, usually, right?
We often do. We often do. We've got a couple of vendors from, you know, from overseas who will come out. We've got some visitors who come in from overseas and will order things and have them put on pallets and ship back home. You know, it's just amazing seeing where people come from and what they're doing, what they're up to.
Plus, there's various cars and trucks in various stages of renovation, right, Kurt?
Yes, you've got all the way from projects to fully restored cars and everything in between. You know, it's just whatever you want to spend your money on and spend your time on.
And you can spend all day out there if you want to, and you guys have like golf carts and stuff. You can help people move around some of their parts, some of the maybe the bigger things that that they're getting. And
right, we do offer free parts hauling. You know, if you're parked in the parking lot there at the fairgrounds, our club members will happily shuttle you out to your car and help you load that stuff up in your car, and then give you a ride back into the swap meet so you can keep on shopping.
Now, you'll kind of have a little registration booth as folks come in?
Right. We do have a registration booth. Now, that's only for vendors. Right. Folks who are just coming in to shop don't need to worry about stopping off there. They can just go on in and take a look. But, yeah, we do have a registration booth at the driveway there for anybody who wants to purchase a space. And we'll get them all signed up and get them a sticker to prove that they're a vendor. And they can come out here and just enjoy their time.
And some vendors get more than one space.
Most vendors, it seems, yes, are buying two to three, four. We've got a couple of vendors that buy six or eight spaces at a time, just depending on how much stuff they've got.
Some of them are commercial vendors that, they may not have the hard-to-find part that you might be looking for, but they could be other things that they need for their vehicles.
Right. Yeah. We do have some large national vendors, some guys that sell sheet metal and glass and things like that. And one of the vendors that I'm thinking of in particular rolls in with a great big red semi-truck and parks on H&H. Four or five spaces. They're H&H is the name of their business. And got everybody from the guy around the corner that just needs to sell some parts and clean out his garage to – you know, nationwide vendors that put out a catalog twice a year.
And Kirk, a lot of these folks come in year after year.
I've known people that I've met out at the swap meet, you know, 20, 25 years. They've been coming longer even than that. You know, made good friends with them. Even when the swap meet's not going on, I get together with them, you know, have lunch or something. Our vendors have been supporting us for a long time.
And I'm sure there's a lot of them that are swap meet, that they're junkies. I mean, they go to these swap meets all over the country.
We have vendors that's all they do is they just run the circuit.
Right.
You know, one swap meet after another.
And even individuals will go from. I mean, where are some of their swap meets in the region? And not just Oklahoma, but there's other swap meets too, right?
I'll throw that question to Kirk just because I haven't had an opportunity to get to any of those swap meets. Gotcha. But I know he has.
You've got a spring swap meet in Duncan. You have a spring swap meet in Norman. Tulsa just had a swap meet, but there's swap meets in Arkansas, Kansas, down in Texas. Pate, matter of fact, I think was last weekend. So, you know, these vendors were probably at Pate, and then they went to Tulsa, and then they'll come to us, and then go to the next swap meet. You know, they run the circuit.
I don't think we've said when the swap meet is, but it's this next weekend, right?
Yes, sir, it is. It runs officially. The gates will be open. That's going to be May 8th, 9th, and 10th. Now, I will say that on the 10th, on Saturday, is when the vendors start kind of rolling up and things. We will keep the gates open as long as there are vendors still on the property. But I usually tell folks to come out Saturday morning as early as you can, because a lot of those guys will start heading out about noon.
And it's really daylight to dark, right, Kirk? There's no, not like 8 to 5 or anything like that. As long as the sun's shining and things are good, they're going to be there.
Absolutely.
There will be, and some of them will stay right there on the grounds, I guess, right?
They sleep on the grounds.
And they get their RVs, obviously.
Well, one of my friends that's a vendor, he sleeps in his truck.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we've got a couple of vendors who will bring out, you know, they'll just sleep in their box trailer, or they'll sleep in their truck or their van, or they'll pitch a tent. Right out there on the property. They don't mind. But we do have RV hookups available as well if anybody's interested in that.
And, of course, lots of hotel rooms available if they'd like to.
Absolutely.
You need to get a little spoiled.
Absolutely.
All righty. Chase, what are you working on? What are some of your projects you got going here?
You know, I've got my 81 Trans Am that I've had forever. I call it my firstborn child, but...
Is that the one you had and sold and got back?
Yes, sir. Yeah? Yes, sir. That was my one chance in my lifetime to sell a car and buy it back. So that car's not going anywhere now.
Don't let him lie to you. He hadn't worked on it in about 2 years.
I was just going to say, Kirk, that car hasn't seen daylight in quite a while, but my children are inspiring me to get back to work on the car. My daughter is very big on, you know, Daddy, when are we going to get to ride in the orange car? When are you going to take us to school in the orange car? So she has not let me forget that car is out there. But I did actually recently acquire a 1999 Chevy Suburban. It's not an antique. It's not nearly as cool as Kirk's Bug.
Hey, it is a classic, though.
It is.
It's over 25 years old.
It is over 25 years old, so it is considered a classic. More for a camping truck for me and the kids, just going to kind of piddle with it and get it reliable and get it looking the part. You know, not a huge project, but it'll be fun nonetheless. And there are a handful of things that I'm going to be looking for out at the swap meet this weekend, and we'll see what I can find.
Looking forward to it, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in today. Kirk Kornfeld and Chase O'Brien with the Chickasha Antique Auto Club. The Spring Swap Meet coming up this next week. It's Thursday, May 8th through Saturday, May 10th, and it's at the Auto Club property just east of the Grady County Fairgrounds, right between the fairgrounds and the Valero Station. There's a big sign out front. Guys, again, thanks very much. And thanks to our Cool Conversation sponsors today, Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma.